Tomorrow evening, Illinois Public Media and Land of Lincoln Goodwill Industries will sponsor a screening of the documentary For Once in My Life. Here's the film's trailer.
They've got rhythm. They've got music. And for this remarkable band of 29 musicians, all with disabilities, they're only asking for one thing. A chance to shine.
I can show them that it doesn't matter my disability, I can do it.
For Once in My Life.
For Once in My Life is about the members of the band Spirit of Goodwill. The documentary will be screened in Champaign and in dozens of other communities before it is shown on the public television series Independent Lens. It's an initiative Independent Lens producers call Community Cinema. For Once in My Life is the film that will kick off community cinema in the Champaign-Urbana area. It will be shown at 6:30 tomorrow evening at the Champaign Public Library. The event is free and open to the public. Henry Radcliffe works in community engagement here at WILL, and as such, he's the coordinator for our involvement in community cinema.
Hi.
Hi, good to see you.
Thank you for
having
me.
So what kinds of disabilities do the members of this band work with?
The members of the band work with several physical and mental disabilities, from blindness to cerebral palsy and so many other issues.
Yeah, and they work for Goodwill, and then the band is sponsored by Goodwill.
Goodwill also. They've been together about 10 years, and it started off as a choir. And then the choir director realized that quite a few of the members had really definite musical skills, and he started gathering musicians or instruments, and now the band numbers about 28, and they have a horn section, they have a vocal section. It's just a remarkable group of musicians.
Yeah. And as we heard in the trailer, they sound good.
Oh, they sound very good. Watching it, I've seen it a couple of different times, and every time I watch it, I discover something new as I see it. Just the musicianship of all of the musicians. They are all serious musicians. It's as soon as the music starts, it's a band. And before then, you know, it may look like a group of people that may not look like they know what they're doing, but the music starts and everyone is on key, on the right note. It's remarkable.
Yeah. I have not seen the entire film, but I've seen excerpts of it. And one of the things that comes across to me is the power of music and these people coming together as community. Something else that comes across to me is the determination of these individuals and the expectations that we have of one another. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, and that's one of the things the musicians are trying to make people aware of. They are very serious musicians, and they want people to know that they really care about their music. Even though they may have disabilities, they are serious musicians, and when you see and hear them perform, it's remarkable. One of the representatives from Springfield, from the Goodwill group, said she has seen them live. And I'm very envious of her because I've only seen them on the tape. And I can only imagine that it's got to be a great performance live.
Yeah. We have a clip from the film that I want to share with listeners. This excerpt is about one of the band members, Melissa Ann Kaysen. She's a percussionist, and as this scene opens, she's running through a number using her voice. And then we'll hear her mother, Ola Jones, talk about her daughter.
And she has Down syndrome.
1, 2, 3, la 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 la. We named her Melissa Ann Kaysen. She just plain love music. That's Melissa. When I had Melissa, I was 29 years of age. They told me that she was underweight because she only weighed 2.5 pounds, so they sent me home and kept her in the hospital. So when I went back to get her, then they explained to me that they wanted to put her in a home. The doctor said, Miss Jones, your baby's Down syndrome, and you never had one, and you don't know how to take care of her. She's never going to be smart. She's never going to walk, never going to talk. She's going to always be a little infant baby. And we'd like for you to sign this paper. And I told him no, because if they put her in a home, I know she wasn't going to make it then. I took her home. I fed her black eyed peas, cornbread, just like I did the rest of my kids. And it was a lot of them, so she gonna follow them, you know? Never walk, always wear Pampers. I didn't believe that. We lived in the project for 9 years. And some of the kids, they would stir at Melissa, you know, and whisper, you know, and then my kids be ready for them then. So I tell them, don't pay them no attention, you know, just go ahead on about your business. That was the hardest thing I had to deal with, because that used to hurt my children. And now some of the people that be in the project, when they see my kids, they ask, how's Melissa? Everybody's Melissa's friend. Everybody.
My baby. Love.
Melissa's father and I, we lived together for 9 years. But he said it was just a little too much for him. It was fine with me. He don't know what he missed. He missed a lot.
I love you.
I love you too, darling.
That's from For Once in My Life. The close of that scene shows us mother and daughter in an embrace. So really powerful, powerful stuff here.
That's one of the scenes that almost brings me to tears every time I watch it, because, as I said, all of the musicians are musicians, and Melissa is a serious musician when she's performing. And it's just so moving to hear a lot of the struggles that these musicians have had to go through to be able to share with us their music.
Yeah. A discussion is going to follow the screening tomorrow evening. Henry, what are your hopes for that discussion?
Well, I'd like for us to maybe explore some of the ideas and notions we have about people with disabilities, and some of the things that we, as people that don't have disabilities, might just use to color our ideas about how we perceive some of our former, our fellow citizens.
Okay. Once this event takes place, there'll be another one coming up next month. What's that screening?
That screening will be a film called Me Facing Life, Centoya's Story. And it's about a young lady who ends up killing someone and going to jail for murder. And she's been sentenced for life. And her story is much more heartbreaking than the one in For Once in My Life.
Yeah, For Once in My Life is a really uplifting film.
Yes, it is.
So there's a kind of a variety of films in this series then.
Yes, there are a variety. And we will be screening them through June. And there are four other films that we'll be doing, and they all cover very different social issues.
Okay. If listeners want more information, should they go to our website? I bet they should.
They should go to our website.
And that is will.illinois.edu. Henry, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Celeste.
Henry Radcliffe, the first in a monthly series of community cinema events. The documentary For Once in My Life will be shown tomorrow evening, January 27th at 6:30 at the Champaign Public Library. The film will be shown with closed captions, and someone will be on hand to sign. A discussion will follow. The event is free and open to the public. The Independent Lens program For Once in My Life will air on WILL-TV February 1st at 9 p.m.